You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Second date update.
We got an email that was kind of vague from a guy named Adam, who says he went on a Sunday patio date. It lasted a little over an hour.
Okay.
They did not leave at the same time, and she ran out.
Oh, man. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. But again, I'm not sure what that all means. That's all I know. But it leads me to conclude that he probably flashed her at the end of the meal, and that's what caused her to run.
I was thinking she had food poisoning.
Well, I only say that because that's what happened to me three times.
Someone flashed you?
No, I'm sorry. I mean, I did that to other people three times, and they ran out.
Yeah, that's how the appropriate response, Jeff.
So have you been arrested yet?
No, I'm very fast. So, Adam,
and it's too small to see.
Adam, am I close with my guess there?
No.
Good. That is the right answer, Adam.
I'm glad you're direct with that, Adam.
Okay. Well, you tell me the story then. Let's start at the beginning. What's this girl's name?
Her name's Jessica.
Okay. You guys met on a dating app, I'm just assuming?
Yes, we met on Tinder.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. What else do you assume, Brooke?
I don't know. That it was his idea to go on a patio date?
Is that right?
By patio, I'm guessing you mean like at a restaurant, right?
Yeah, yeah. We met at a restaurant. It was a Sunday. It was like close to noon.
Brunch?
Yeah. Okay.
Brunch. Brunch on the Lord's Day.
Yes. No, we didn't do brunch. We did beer and pizza, actually.
Oh, nice. All right. That's early.
Pizza.
Noon,
right?
Yeah.
That's not early.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's good.
Okay. Tell us all about it. How did it go?
I'm not quite sure because.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. I need your guys' opinion on this because I was talking with my roommate about it. And he thinks it was a scam.
What?
Scam.
Yeah.
You were scamming her or she was scamming you?
She was scamming me.
Okay, wait. Wow. So start from the beginning. Did everything seem normal when you showed up to the date?
Yeah, yeah. Everything seemed fine. I showed up. I was there first. And then she came in and I recognized her immediately.
Okay, so she looks like her picture.
Yeah, she actually looked better than her picture.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so when she walked in, I noticed she was carrying a laptop bag.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe she was going later to work or something.
Well, hang on to that, because it comes back in a little bit later. So I give her a hug, and we sit down and order our food and our beer, and we're having sort of like normal small talk conversation, like the getting to know you out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you do for work? What's your social security number? All the usual.
Well, on my profile, it says I work in IT, and she brought that up. She goes, well, you work in IT, right? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, well, I have my laptop here, and I've been having problems.
No.
What's wrong with that?
She's like finding dates on Tinder to fix things. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's what she was doing?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, because like we're sitting there talking the entire time, and we're still getting to know each other.
While you're working on her computer at this point?
Yeah, yeah. For basically like the next hour, I was working on her computer while we were talking.
Okay, so you were used.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be one thing if during the date he said IT, they talk about it, and she's like, oh my God, my computer at home.
I'll bring it next time.
Totally. Mm-hmm. This is, she shows up expecting him to do something.
Brooke, I'm not going to jump to any conclusions here until I hear the very end of this.
Okay.
Sometimes
right.
things just work out
well,
in
you,
the way
you
that
you told
they
us she ran away right at the beginning, so.
Oh. And your friends think you're being scammed.
How did that happen? Did she leave her computer when she ran away? We don't know all the details.
Well, keep going.
Well, no. So I finished working on her computer, and I got it to work, like, a little bit. But I told her, I was like, you know, it's not quite fixed 100%. You can probably do some things on it, but you should go get it looked at by somebody else.
Okay.
And so I gave it back to her, and then she put it back in her bag, and then she just said she had to leave. And the way I'm looking at it is just maybe she didn't plan on spending the entire hour there. Maybe she had other plans going on.
Oh, like you held her up staying on her computer too long.
That's kind of the way that I feel, is that I was keeping her occupied.
Okay. I can see that, especially if she thought it was going to be a 5-10 minute thing.
You sound super kind and nice. I will say that.
Absolutely. True. But there's some unanswered questions here, like who ate the pizza and who drank the beer?
That's a good point.
I got like one piece.
Okay. And who paid for it?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How many beers did you drink?
I didn't drink any.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, you had no beers. A sober pizza date that you paid for?
And you want to call her back?
Oh,
yeah,
that
that's a good question, Alexis. Why? Why would you want to get a hold of her again?
Well, I talked to my roommate about this, and he sort of put this bug in my ear that it's a scam. And I don't think it is, but I need confirmation.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, you know, maybe it's not a scam. Maybe we're being cynical. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe you're just really ugly.
What?
Well, I'm giving other reasons.
What?
Yeah.
Like she's just not interested? No?
No,
okay, let's
that.
Just go back to this.
Yeah.
Let's go with something a little kinder, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm not ugly. I'm a decent-looking dude.
There you go.
Oh, eliminated that already. See, you're getting to the bottom of it.
That is what unattractive people do say.
Jeffrey!
But I believe it, man.
You know, I've seen your pictures online, and I really can't say the same thing.
Very true.
At least we agree on that.
Absolutely. So, I'm very ugly.
How about we take a quick break, and then when we come back, this whole room full of uggos will call your
yeah!
day. And we'll try and get you another, or at least a concrete answer
yeah.
on
yes.
what's really going on when we do your second date update next.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Would a woman ever try to purposefully take advantage of a man's kindness?
No, Jeff.
By pretending to be interested in him?
No.
Just to use him for something?
Jeff, that sounds awful.
No, it sounds great.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
No,
wow.
I'm kidding. It's not very nice.
Oh my gosh.
It's not very nice.
I need to know where everybody stands in this room. Because, Alexis, it sounds like you're pretty sure this was a scam from the very beginning.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously. You seem pretty convinced, too, Brooke. Why is it? Why do you think you're so sure that this is all like a setup?
Because she called and found out how much it was going to cost to get it fixed at a shop. And so she's like, I got a better idea.
I mean,
he advertised that he was IT on his dating profile.
Well, the whole thing that happened, if you missed it, is our listener Adam met Jessica on Tinder, and they had a patio beer and pizza date thing planned ultimately he ended up just fixing her laptop the entire time because she brought it along with her.
He didn't even get a beer. Like, she didn't even buy him a beer for fixing her laptop.
He got a slice of pizza.
That he paid for.
And got the laptop working, then she grabbed it and said how sweet he was really quick before running off.
Oh, man.
So we're going to find out what's really going on here. Adam, how are you feeling, man?
I'm feeling okay. I just want to make sure, if it was a scam, like, why did she do this?
Well, and it'd be good for you to know so you could prevent it in the future.
Right.
Right, right. But if she does like me, mm-hmm. I would like to see her again and not have to fix her laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, that was an hour wasted. You guys could have been talking.
Maybe you could set up her smart speakers
in
her house.
Yeah, I feel
like
she's going to have other broken items.
Okay, well, I'm hopeful for you, even if nobody else in
That's
the room
sweet.
Is, okay, Adam?
I'm hopeful, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, let's put some positive vibes up.
All right,
yeah,
let's do it.
You got this.
Let's give her a call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, we're looking for Jessica.
Yeah, this is Jessica.
Oh.
Hey, Jessica. You're on a morning radio show right now called Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
There's a whole room full of us here, and we're really hoping that you can help us solve kind of a little mystery that's going on.
Okay.
Because the other day, you went out on a date with one of our listeners named Adam.
Oh. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. What
that's
do you
not
mean?
Good.
Oh.
Did he tell you about it? What is this?
He did tell us.
Yeah.
This is called
a
second date update. So the details that we heard were that you met up for some pizza and beer at this patio thing.
Yeah.
And that you asked him to fix your laptop.
And he was so earnest. Like, he just is real hopeful that you really were interested in him. He sounds really nice and kind.
Mm-hmm. So it would really help him get some closure because he's been really bothered by what happened. He hasn't heard from you at all since then.
Right. And you just, like, left.
I don't really want to say, but if I'm being 100% honest, I got food poisoning.
Really?
From
my God.
From what?
Come on.
Brooke was right.
Get out of here.
I mean, come on. You predicted that.
What's
wrong
with that? You're
saying literally within two bites of a food, you get food poisoning.
She ate the whole pizza.
Yeah, I'm serious, actually. We just went out 2 days ago. So
that's pretty quick.
Okay.
I literally have been in bed since then. And I kind of ate a lot of pizza. So I was feeling sick from that. And
hold on. Are you just saying this because Jeffrey said, I mean, like, you opened it up, Jeffrey, you said, well, what happened sounded kind of sketchy. Like, I understand if you're defensive right now, but were you just looking for somebody to fix your laptop?
Oh, that was an excuse she had ready.
I know it sounds like I'm lying. And honestly, if I heard him describe the date, I'm sure it would sound like I scammed him or something, but I'm not lying.
But here's the thing. Mm. Like, you didn't even thank him for fixing your laptop. You didn't.
Yeah. The bringing the laptop to the date was the part that was a little bit strange.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't bring my laptop a lot of places.
I was coming home from work, so I had my laptop with
me. On Sunday morning?
Yeah, I work on weekends.
Oh.
Okay, sorry, we're not used to that.
Brooke, she shows you.
She works overnights on her laptop.
Yeah, people have different work schedules. That's a lot.
Yeah, Jeff.
Okay, what else, Jessica?
Well, so yeah, I was coming from work. I had my laptop with me. We were chatting. I told him that I lost a bunch of work materials suddenly, and I didn't know what was up. And he offered to help. He was very nice. He was very selfless, and I actually would like to see him again. So,
you would.
This is a big relief to us, but it's probably especially a huge relief to Adam, who I need to tell you, Jessica, has been listening on the other line this entire time.
Hey, okay. I just want everybody to know that I told you I didn't think it was a scam, and I'm just glad that it's not a scam.
Yeah.
You believe all of this?
You got it, bro.
What?
You were right.
And,
don't listen to the haters, man.
Yeah. And Brooke, you need to let up on her
a little bit.
Yeah, Brooke. Don't you feel bad?
We don't love.
You don't feel guilty
at
all?
Jessica, it's just still hard to believe.
You know, it's...
Brooke, hang on there, all right? Just take it easy. You're spewing a lot of negativity over there, and we don't need that kind of negativity over the airwaves.
Yeah, it's pretty par for the course.
And she's laughing and snoring.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's sweet. You know what? If you like it, Adam, and that's the excuse that you like, then Jessica, that's great, right?
If you like it, if you're into that, very patronizing, Brooke.
I mean, someone's going to fall for the scam.
Yeah, like, look, so Jessica, I don't normally throw my co-host under the bus on this show.
Yes, you do every day.
She was 100% certain that you were a terrible person looking to take advantage of a nice man for his kindness. Kind of a takes one to know one sort of situation.
Jessica,
she recognized evil right away.
That was what she said.
You know what? It's people like you, actually, who make rushed judgments like that that make the world a worse place.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
100% preach, Jessica.
So, like, does that check out for you, Adam, that she works till Sunday around
4 a.m.? She's laughing at you. Do you hear her laughing at you while she talks to you?
She got off work at 7 a.m. and went right
to the
date.
But her work laptop doesn't have a work IT to help fix her work laptop.
I didn't think of that.
Adam, can you believe that you called into this group of people for help and now they're bashing you and your potential future love?
I'm asking if... Adam,
I'm asking if that all checks out for you.
You know what doesn't check out for me is the shame that you're bringing to this show right now.
See?
Well said, Adam.
This is why I can't. can't stand up for men. I'm trying to protect you, Adam, to shield you from being taken advantage again.
By calling his woman a terrible person?
I am a good person, and he is a good person, and I don't know who made you like this, but you cannot stop us from being together.
Who made you like this?
Do you know what?
You have sweet parents. How does that turn out like this?
Means you're so excited for the next date, right?
She said that.
Yeah, you know what? I am excited about it, as long as you're not involved in it.
Okay.
In that case, let's really rub it in Brooke's face and send the two of you out on a second date. You guys can take a photo together, and we'll post it on the Brooke and Jeffrey website. Over Brooke's face on the website. She hates love. Notoriously not a fan of couples getting together.
What are you talking about?
And honesty, apparently. Yeah. She hates honesty,
What do you
too.
Say, Jessica? Let's stick it to Brooke. Say yes.
Yes.
I feel like you guys are going to end up in a 30-year marriage just to spite me.
Just to spite you, Brooke.
As long as Adam also agrees to go on this date. Adam, you still in?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, sometimes all it takes is a common enemy. And if that's what I need to be.
Yeah. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
That was quite the contentious phone call from months ago.
I cannot believe they actually want to be on the show again.
Yeah, to be honest.
Like, I'm still here. Do they know?
That's true.
A good sign, yeah.
Adam, Jessica are both back to give us an update. How are you guys doing?
Hi. We're good. We're good. It's going, honestly, very well.
Really?
I can hear her smile.
Brooke, don't say it so skeptically.
Well, I was just wondering if she was talking about her computer issues or her relationship.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm kidding.
Adam, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
So, is Brooke right? Is she happy because her computer runs well?
Well, I know Brooke is not going to like to hear this, but we are still going very strong and we are very happy.
I actually love it. I think it's darling.
Yeah, you don't have to roll your eyes when you say that, though.
People can't see that, Jeffrey. You don't need to call me out.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, you sound really happy. Adam, how are you feeling about it?
Honestly, it's been great. This relationship is awesome. I feel like I finally found the right person for me.
Aww, that's really sweet.
I feel super appreciated. All of her friends and family come to me with all their tech issues.
See, I
help everybody out, and I feel like I am doing the best.
Look at that.
People worried about you on the text board, they want to know if you feel like taken advantage of ever.
In that's his love language. His love language is IT.
That's a new one.
The secret sixth love language.
I mean, it's true. No, it's true. Like, you can joke all you want, but he is my best boyfriend, and haters are going to hate, but we know the truth.
You don't need to talk specifically to me. I'm not hating anymore, okay? I was just worried about him. That's all.
As long as it works for both of you.
Yeah. So it sounds like you guys are getting pretty serious then.
Yeah, I will say next month we are launching a computer repair company together.
Is it called Love Bites, but like BYTES? Get it?
That's a great idea.
Hey, you're winning them back, Brooke.
Yeah. Yes. Brooke wants to invest now in your company. Actually, she's going to buy you out.
That's crazy.
That's awesome, you two.
Thank you. And thank you, Brooke, because sometimes it just takes a little pressure for the best parts of our relationship to shine through. So thank you for that.
Pressure makes diamonds.
If it wasn't for Brooke.
Well, keep us updated. Congratulations. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah.
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.